Welcome back. We're visiting with photographer Richard Barron, talking about The Empire of Texas, his first showing of 39 black and white images that just opened yesterday at the El Paso Museum of Art. Richard, you were, before the break, telling us about a photo exhibition you shot or completed in 2007 titled Phoning It In, when everyone on the street is talking on a cell phone, and you're taking a repetitive sequence of passers-by. And then you had a little something happen at Mission Beach in San Diego. What was that?
Well, I had stopped being a street photographer by choice many, many years before. When I lived in New York, I considered myself a street photographer. And I had drifted away from that, and I hadn't done any street photography for years. And then I did that, the cell phone pictures, because I was excited to use my new equipment. And there I was in New York, and the streets were packed, and everybody on their phone. So I did that, and I had so much fun doing that. I just loved shooting this. Taking pictures on the streets of New York is just really thrilling. And so I was all excited about doing candid pictures of people again. So I decided, and a few months later, I was out in California, and I went to Mission Beach with my cousins, and it was really wild there. It was a debauchery. I mean, everybody was drunk and on skates, and they had mohawks, and people were smoking pot openly, and the girls were topless. And I thought, I got to take pictures of this place, man.
As soon as you got through being horrified, I got to take pictures of this place.
Yeah, but I couldn't that day. I couldn't then. I was leaving the next day, but I made plans that I was going to come back. That was like over Labor Day and so it was at the end of the summer. So I decided I was going to, and I had just moved to Santa Fe. So I decided I would come back, and I made plans to go back Memorial Day weekend. But meanwhile, something had happened. There had been a riot there the previous summer, and they'd really clamped down at the beach. They started busting people for pot, and they weren't allowing them to drink beer and ticketing topless girls and stuff. So the beach wasn't quite the debauchery I'd been hoping for. So I was sort of disappointed. There was just some people milling around, just kind of average-looking people. So I figured, well, I could take pictures anyway. So I'm taking some pictures, and all of a sudden this guy goes, I saw you. I saw what you're doing. And I turned around, like, what are you talking about? He said, you were taking pictures of that little girl. And I said, no, I wasn't. He said, yes, you were. You were taking pictures of the little girl. And also this little mob formed around me, and everybody was yelling, why are you taking pictures of children? And there was no reasoning with them. They were getting wilder and wilder. And just one guy started, this big guy said, give me your camera. And and I thought I was about to get beaten to death. And then I saw these cops down the way. And I was frantically waving to them. And they were looking over there wondering what was going on. And so they came over. And I was like gesturing to them like, help me. I'm being besieged by a mob. And they were all yelling, this guy's taking pictures of children. So the cops come over and they say, why are you taking pictures of children, sir? And they were ready to take me in for being a pedophile, So I got out of that situation. And I decided I wasn't going to take pictures of people we had dating before.
I can understand where that would generate a change in that particular exercise. Well, looking back over all of the exhibitions, and you have amassed everywhere you go. I mean, here in El Paso, when you were living in town, you exhibited in every available space, and then you started to create your own spaces, and you brought other artists with you to get just, you're incredibly prolific in what you generate and getting it out there. Where'd that skill come from? Because so many artists, they can be awesome, but they're clueless or incapable of promoting themselves and getting themselves out there.
Well, actually, I don't think I'm that good at promoting myself and getting myself out there. It was easy in El Paso.
You did
There's very few venues in El Paso, but it's hard out nationally.
And yet you've exhibited from coast to coast. You have a bunch of activity in New York. I mean, you've
when
a
I
lot
lived
of
there,
scenes open.
Mostly when I lived there. It's a lot easier to exhibit in New York when you live in New York. Go there from Texas and, like, nobody will
Then you're not that good. Okay. Next question. From my perspective, reading over your background, well, let's flip over to another attack here then. What was your easiest exhibition ever? Did you ever just look up and say, wow, I think I have another show here? That was
Well, it might have been this one right here, really? The El Paso Museum of Art. I don't know what you mean by the easiest exhibition.
Do you ever stress about agonize in any way about putting together an exhibit or taking a photo?
Oh, yeah, very much so. You know, deciding which pictures go in and how to sequence them and getting the exhibit. And
what about the subject matter? Do you ever have difficulty generating a fresh idea?
Yeah. Sometimes a period will go by where I can't think of anything to do. And the ideas come to me, and I think, well, I guess I'll never think of one again. And that's like I told you last time that you did an interview. That's when I do portraits.
Default setting is to do portraits.
Right. And then eventually something else comes to me.
Okay, well, I have to look at the Creation of the Universe, your 1990 exhibition. You know, that's pretty much kind of like the fireplace, working with, why not?
Yeah, I lived on Stanton Street at the time, and I had this little silver goblet from which I drank wine.
Common ingredient.
That's right. And I was drinking some wine out of the goblet, and I looked down into the goblet and said, oh, I don't have any more wine. And I said, but it was reflecting light really nicely. I thought, oh, that looks kind of neat. I wonder what it would look like if I took a picture of that.
Okay, listen out there. You want to be photographers. You know, get camera, wine, and sunshine.
Yeah. And curiosity.
But that's part of the eye of an artist too, is not to be looking over the horizon or booking flights to parts unknown. The art's all around you. So
well, you can be, yeah.
You just harvested it. Mm-hmm. Okay, what has been your most difficult or challenging exhibition, if there was one, that ever really made you think, why did I ever start this?
I don't know. I've enjoyed all the projects I do. They all haven't been exhibitions. I've done projects and never turned in exhibits. But I would work on them until I would say, well, I'm kind of repeating myself now. I just sort of lose interest in it.
It would be different, but not better.
You know, the projects would find me, and then they'd go away after a while.
You know, there's a really laid-back quality about you that just seems like you just let it come and conk you on the head, and then you take some pictures, and
Well, the just taking pictures is the work part. You know, I really work on them. When I get an idea for a picture, I really do it. I do it over and over and over and over and over again.
Yeah. Physically?
Yeah, physically.
Taxing?
Yeah. Well, no, it depends on the project, because a lot of them I do in my house, and so those aren't taxing. And
Do you intend your photos to have a higher purpose at any point? What's your ideal outcome when someone views your photography?
You know, art exists for its own sake. I'm not a social documentarian. I don't expect my work to cause any social change or political change. And there was a curator named John Sarkowski. He was a photography curator at the Museum of Modern Art. And he said, ultimately, the only reward when being an artist is making the art. And I think that's the truth.
The process, the process is so underrated in so many ways. Now, specific to the exhibition Empire of Texas at the Museum of Art, give us a little preview, a little teaser on what some of the images are, what to look for. Anything of particular excitement or that you had to, a little backstory?
No, I took these road trips and drive around listening to the radio, just looking for something that would catch my eye. It all depends on the light. You know, without good light, you're not going to get a good picture. And my subjects are generally kind of mundane. And
drive-in theater, I believe, is one of an old drive-in.
Actually, I have quite a few drive-in. Drive-in theater, I would shoot.
They're an interesting spot, aren't they? Even here in El Paso, I remember the old drive-in theaters.
Yeah, and especially during the day, there's just this big white screen out there.
Yeah, something oddly desolate fascinating. Water tanks, you mentioned already.
Yeah, I mentioned water tanks. I have vacant stores. I have a lot of buildings, like I was doing in New York. Skyscrapers. So that's where I started. So I have a lot of skyscrapers from Houston and Dallas and so forth. But I didn't put a lot of those in the exhibit. Mm-hmm. And I shot a lot of the highways themselves.
Yes, the freeway structures.
The overpasses and stuff. And just things. I have a pile of mufflers. outside a muffler shop of old used mufflers.
But God, all those things are just iconically Texas. If you've driven around a bit, that's what you see.
Hubcap shops and just really just this and that.
You're harvesting the ordinary and making it extraordinary by virtue of the photo. I think you said that these things have in common only that you have photographed them.
Yeah, it's the only thing. And a lot of them have nothing. Don't necessarily say anything about Texas. They could have been shot in South Dakota.
You know. No, I guess that. Yeah.
But I have a few things that are definitely Texas. You know, there's some maps of Texas and
Texas-shaped waffle, I believe, is one of your subjects.
Yeah, the waffle,
it's rather distinctive,
shaped like Texas, and the Alamo I shot, and
that'll do it.
And the Kennedy Memorial, and
Donald
Judd sculpture.
Yes. Any further plans or anything you'd like to see happen with this exhibit or any previous exhibits?
I would hope that I can show this in other Texas museums. And ultimately, I'd like to get a book out of it. But I don't think I have a book yet. It's going to require more road trips. And honestly, it's left me a little bit. I worked really hard on this from late 2015 through early 2017. And then I went through this move from Santa Fe to Houston. And I've been doing a little shooting around Houston, but they're almost all pictures of Houston. And I've been very, very hesitant to get back out on the road. And
it takes it out of you, I suspect.
Because it's long drives sometimes. Mm-hmm. I would drive for hours and hours and, not taking any pictures.
Would you consider a publication of a retrospective?
Oh, absolutely. You just tell me who the publisher is. Get me an interview with them.
I already told you, you're good at that. You go out.
It's tough getting a photo book published.
Well, yes. Yeah. Yes, but I think it would be very worthwhile. Mm-hmm. Very worthwhile. One last question. Is there anything that's currently undone as a photographer or as a writer?
Well, back in the 70s, I took a lot of pictures out the windows of trains. I wrote on every single Amtrak train, some of them many times, multiple times, and I shot over 500 rolls of film. And I put together a portfolio of like 40 or 50 pictures, and I showed those. Actually, they were very popular. I got those published some different places, and I exhibited those in New York and in San Francisco and here and also in Houston. But that was a long time ago. But I keep thinking that I'd really like to re-edit those. And so I'm thinking I'm going to buy a negative scanner and just approach that anew.
You're funny. You're so comfortable in your art, and yet you always have something niggling at you. My guest today, Richard Barron, photographer, talking about his exhibition at the El Paso Museum of Art, The Empire of Texas, which will continue through Sunday, June the 24th. That's in the Peter and Margaret DeWetter Gallery. I encourage you to visit richardbarronphotography.com and kind of tour this man's life. Thank you so much for coming in, Richard. It's always a pleasure.
Well, thanks for having me, Monica, and it is a pleasure.